Hi everyone, and welcome to Inside the Caravan. I'm Andrew Heehim, and this episode is about Escape the Hyper Trench by Hodag RPG? Hodag RPG? Hodag RPG? Anyway, get your space blasters. This episode is going to be a little bit more of Andrew just kind of reads this thing, because the usual sort of script for these is about 1,500 words, and I don't know if there's much more than 1,500 words in this whole roughly 11 pages worth of RPG. It's lean, mean, and might get you along the Kessel Run in 14 parsecs instead of the usual 16. So what is Escape the Hyper Trench? Well, my friends, grab your fishbowl helmet, your pointy brass base suit with big ring rolls on the top of the tight sight silver spandex, and your best Marvin the Martian ray gun that's meant to make a big earth-shattering kaboom. A solo RPG all about getting your crew from inside the bad ship off to your little shuttle or fighter ship and getting out of Dodge. To let people know, the Hodag people did ask me to make comments about the artwork and visuals in this episode, so hopefully that will give me a bit more to blather about during this. Aesthetically, this is in that sort of OSR space, which might remind you simultaneously of like Red Box era D&D, when you lettered dialogue for that comic in a school history project, and doodling in the back pages of an exercise book with a felt tip pen when you were supposed to be, you know, using it to record random stuff that happened to some English king or something about like color usage in this novel. How does it play? Well, step one, you photocopy or print a new copy of the last page, because that's where you on your onesome are going to play this RPG. You grab 2d6, you're going to roll them a lot, you're going to check stuff on tables a lot. Step three, live, die, make a big hole in the ship, and fly off to glory, hold out on some dust bowl on the far side of the galaxy, or something. If you've got unrealized trauma caused by the Rollmaster games, or you're a recovering Warhammer Fantasy Wargame player, then this whole roll 2d6 and check a table thing is probably going to be, you know, either very familiar or a bit much. This book contains a table for every two pages of its length. Tables for names, the kind of allies, the kinds of baddies, the kind of problems, the kind of... Socks is in Traveller. When you're playing this game, I suspect you'll be getting that old adventure game, side-scrolling platformer kind of feeling, and that whole kind of, you know, super retro gaming thing. So if that's what you're after, then friend, this game is here for you. What is the play loop? It kind of doesn't have one. It's very much a one-shot game, and I think you could probably bang this out in about 30 minutes or so. You could keep a few printouts in a plastic sleeve stuffed in the bottom of a backpack with 2d6 and a pencil, and bang one of these out during your lunch break or on a train journey. If you're really sneaky and have a die roller on your phone, you could probably smuggle this into the back of one of those really long meetings that should have just been an email, because nobody at the front of the room actually wants your feedback. They just want to read you stuff. So instead of a play loop, I suppose I can go through the game progression with a bit of floppy detail, so I'm not letting cats out of the bag. Up first, you figure out how big your band of ne'er-do-wells will be. You get to have between 3 and 5 of them, of course, decided by rolling the dice. Get used to that. This game leans hard into the randomization. Now you have your squad. You then figure out what each of these miscreants could do for your group. They basically have classes with lots of quotes around it, and you roll them up. Yeah, a bit more randomness through a D66 table. It took me a couple of goes to realize that they were using D66, so if you're not used to using them, it might take you a little moment to get your head around them. Your group only really has stats as a group. Yeah, your people have stats, but they only kind of add them to the group. It's okay, it's just you anyway. There will be attack, escape, computer charm, and maybe they'll give you some luck. Stats are kind of straightforward, but because I have, you know, space to fill and a little less material than I usually will go, of course I'll go through them. Attack is for shooting things to defeat them. Escape lets you run away to somewhere else. Computer is an attack for computerized things, charm is social attacks, and if you screw up enough, of course, you get back to the fine arts of pugilism and marksmanship. Finally, luck will let you potentially get out of a bad consequence for something else going wrong. You can generate all sorts of aspects of these people, including odd names, their power sources, and once you've gotten past that, the next step being randomly populating the spaces in the space thing that you're trying to escape. Blasters, vats of acids, laser beams, spiky things, goons, robots, and all that kind of stuff. When things go wrong, you guessed it, roll on a table to find out how things have gone wrong. They range from group members are dust to run away to things just got harder. Things that I like. There's some stuff about this that I really do like. It has elements of gonzo nonsense, which is way up my shuttle bay. Space nonsense, like bumpy head humans, robots that look like they're made out of like buckets with aluminium foil glued on them, laser guns, and a lot of general kind of pulp nonsense. This is pretty solid stuff for me to like it. I also don't mind a game loaded to the gills with rolling on tables. I don't really write them, but that doesn't mean I won't or don't like them. Plus, the sort of ramshackle aesthetic is reminding me of like indie music zines done on copiers by a few of my friends from way back in the 90s. Yeah, 30 years ago. Whew. Good friends of mine actually did their engagement take-home thing as a goofy 90s zine. So, 90s zines. Things that I don't love. While this really has given me lots of like 90s zine and Manual for Space Quest 17 vibes, the visuals weren't quite consistent in that. The big clanger for this, and yeah, it is a free product, but the thing that really kind of clanged for me was it looks like it's done with Arial or Calibri font, and that really, it clashes with the ramshackle. It bugged me. The font choice really disconnected me with the rest of the kind of ramshackle zine thing going on. So to wrap things up, do I think it's a pretty good game? Yeah, for like about 10 pages in total, it's pretty good. If you liked Space Quest and, you know, even stuff like Beneath a Steel Sky, which, yes, makes me horribly dated for those people out there who even know what both of those are, then you'll probably like this. If you like the OSR kind of tables upon tables sort of vibe, you'll probably like it too. Does it hit its target? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that for people who are looking for this sort of thing, this is very much right. It'll do well. It hits the theme that it's after pretty squarely. Would I play it? Yeah, maybe. I could see having a copy in a bag for those times I have to kill time at a convention or waiting for a game during my hobby stuff, or, you know, if I ever get one of those jobs that has those terrible meetings. I would definitely consider having it for that. Where can you get it? You can get it from whichever one. It's on itch. hodagrpg.itch.io. Escape from the Hyper Trench. For the princely sum of nothing. Yep, this one's a freebie, and I think there are some other freebies there too. So, this one's a bit short. It's coming in a bit under 10 minutes. They're usually a little bit longer. I could wing stuff for the next like 60 seconds and blah, 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 blah. But I probably won't. So, that's it. That's the episode. I'll be getting stuck into some other things. I've been pitched through the webpage. If you want to pitch me your RPG thing, then head over to my website, halflingcaravangames.com.au, and look for the name of the podcast. If you want to find my own games, you can find them at halflingcaravangames.itch.io, where you could get a Betamax cartridge or one of my far less refined and way more janky bits of stuff like Assault Heaven, Overthrow God, or Hands of Fate. Have fun, gaming people, and you know all that. Subscribe and pass links to your friends' stuff. You can subscribe to this one through Podbean if you're actually using that, but the algorithm needs its blood tides, people.